Welcome into American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. We continue our coverage from last week's NAFB convention in Kansas City, Missouri. Talked with many folks throughout the ag industry during trade talk. And first up on today's show, we are talking pork with Brett Kaysen from the National Pork Board.
Let's talk pork, Brett. Let's talk sustainability a little bit. And I know on-farm sustainability reports, that's a big thing you guys have going on right now, and just talking about just sustainability in general. But walk us through this on-farm sustainability stuff and kind of give us the rundown of what it is.
I'm excited about the sustainability reports that the checkoff is funded on behalf of the pig farmers that pay into the checkoff. You hear a lot of people talking about sustainability, but proving it with real data is cloudy for a lot of folks. So our strategies, we've gone to real pig farms, collecting real data to support real pork as the sustainable protein of choice.
Well, and obviously sustainability, it's a big issue, and this is about something that we've been talking a lot about and hearing a lot about in recent years. As agriculture is evolving and new technologies are coming to the forefront, and we're seeing a lot of that in the pork industry.
Absolutely. We know that innovation, science, and technology will lead the way. And some of the challenges across the globe relative to protein production is when they start talking about sustainability, you dig into it, they're actually looking about taking technology away and moving it backwards. In America, I talk to our pig farmers all the time, do not separate sustainability from efficiency, because it is one of the same, and there's a business case of profitability there as well.
Now, I grew up in Iowa. I know a lot of pork farmers. I hear them a lot all the time talking about the weed care principles when I talk to guys here recently. Walk us through this weed care initiative that you guys have going on with the pork board.
So weed care, those six ethical principles are what I like to call values for your pig farming friends that they live every day. But that plays into our sustainability strategy. A lot of times you'll hear about carbon or greenhouse gas emissions. The National Pork Board is leading an effort that's taking a management systems approach to sustainability. So how are pig farmers working with people in their community? How are pig farmers uplifting the people that work on those sow farms? You know, public health, environment. And so we're building goals and metrics around the We Care ethical principles in which we'll measure, monitor, and report our success today and moving forward.
I know as well there's a lot of other things that you guys are watching in the pork industry on the disease side. I know there's African swine fever and PRRS and so many things out there that we're watching, but I know you guys are always working on that front as well, Brett.
Absolutely. One of our biggest risks is foreign animal disease to the sustainability of our industry, and African swine fever is at the forefront of that. And so producers utilizing tools like AgView, a tool that was built by and for U.S. pig farmers that's essentially contact tracing for pigs, it's imperative that farmers lean in and learn more about that tool and get their data into the system.
Well, Brett, if producers, if they need to learn more, they need to reach out to the pork board for anything at all, what's the best way to do that?
Porkcheckoff.org is your best option to learn about all the wonderful things and the ability that we have to uplift our producers. And specifically relative to the on-farm sustainability reports, if they'll go to porkcheckoff.org/sustainability.
Brett Kaysen with the National Pork Board. Appreciate the time here at Trade Talk in Kansas City. Great to catch up with you, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks so much.
Sounds great. Thanks for the opportunity.
Next up, we talk about a new company when it comes to farm lending, and that is FarmOp Capital. We caught up with the CEO, Bill York, to discuss what FarmOp Capital is all about.
Talk a little bit about FarmOp Capital and how things work when it comes to lending with you guys.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're just beginning our fourth crop year as a lender. We provide operating loans pretty much in the Midwest of the U.S. Our operating loans and our loan is structured around the farmer's ability to produce a crop. So we're going to look at their production history. We're going to look at their crop insurance. We're going to look at their marketing structure and understand their budget from top to bottom. So we're going to lend on the primary repayment capacity. That's the crop itself. Our customer base is typically those farmers that don't fit very well into a traditional lender's underwrite. They tend to be farmers that are larger and growing, that rent a significant part of their land. Or another segment that we're very heavily involved with is the young farmer who is moving off on their own, and so we can lend based on their ability to produce the crop. A key part of our value proposition that we think is important is to make that credit decision early. Now we've approved about half of our last year's loans for 22 are already in place. that allows them the liquidity to lock in purchases, get their best pricing, lock in additional land. And we believe that's important. We also have loan terms that allow them a cycle to pay inputs early, but also gives them time to effectively market their crop.
I would have to think, and you mentioned this, you know, with a traditional lender, sometimes it's a little bit kind of it's rigid in a way with how they figure out if someone's worthy of a loan, whereas you guys kind of you take a little bit of a different approach to help out some of those farmers who again can't get approved by a traditional lender. And I think that's really it's really interesting.
Yeah, we're going to look less. We'll certainly look at their balance sheet, but we're going to look less at their hard assets, whether that's machinery or real estate. But we're going to look at the value of that crop. And we're also going to adjust their loan as the season progresses. So if they change their crop plan and they add value in their crop, change their crop insurance, which adds value, are able to rent additional land, we will increase the size of our loan to make them, again, to optimize their operation. We're going to use some of the farmers' technology that helps put together the plan, and we're going to work with additional technology to make sure that we are optimizing the lender's role, providing them the liquidity, the flexibility that they need and deserve to run their operation.
And that flexibility is so important, especially we think about the land prices and how that's changing, and equipment prices are going up, and input prices and everything. Everything is changing and rising in cost, and it's important to, I feel, to have a lender who is willing to work with you like FarmOp Capital.
Yeah, I think that's important. We've just put together a quick quote tool that our representative can sit down, get some basic information from a farmer, can determine not only what we would lend to them, but also look at a number of options in terms of what they may do from cropping plan, pricing, crop insurance, and show the value that is created by having the flexibility to optimize those decisions.
Bill, if producers want to learn more about FarmOp Capital and the things that you guys can do for them, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, go out to our website, farmop.com. You'll see a lot more information, contact information, and we'll get a representative to talk to you.
CEO of FarmOp Capital, Bill York, thank you for the time here at Trade Talk in Kansas City with the NAFB Convention. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much.
And this has been American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you a great rest of your day.